All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up middle of page Pei Zayin. Second paragraph down on Pei Zayin. Va'ot kamar la'el ha'amuna sha'kol ha'tova eino davar nifrad me'etzem ha'amuna ba'ashgacha pratis. As we said above, the belief that all is for good is not something separate and distinct from emuna and hashgacha pratis. Elihi bitui le'emuna ba'ashgacha pratis. Shema'amin sha'kol ba'ashgacha pratis. Remember again, we were discussing this section yesterday, that part of the goal in believing that everything is l'tov, thank you so much, Mark Fisher, thank you. Everything, part of the belief that everything is l'tov, that everything is for good, mamash means everything is everything. Not most things, not many things, but everything is l'tov. This idea of believing that everything is l'tov is in and of itself a manifestation of belief in hashgacha pratis, in divine providence. Umi'achar shekol davar shekore lo hu bahashgacha shel habore v'habore oseh rak tov v'meil yotzei shekol tov. Meaning, if a person believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person believes in hashgacha, divine providence, that God controls everything, and a person controls that, by definition, everything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, that means that a person has to believe that everything that occurs to him, by definition, is l'tova. Nimtza b'kasheru eino ma'amin be'ezo davar shu l'tova. And therefore, if a person doesn't believe in a certain something that is l'tova, nimtza shu lo ma'amin sheze me'abore. It's actually a very profound statement. If you follow this train of thought, if a person believes that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, step one is a person believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Step two, a person believes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Step three, a person believes that all that comes from God is for good. So therefore, by definition, a person believes that everything that occurs in their life is l'tova, is for good. Therefore, if a person doesn't believe that, in essence, what's really lacking is their belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's really absolutely lacking is my belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on, he says, "I efshar lahafrid bein hadvarim, im ata ma'amin sheze me'Hashem, tamin gam sha'kol ha'tova." If I believe that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning if I believe that my life events are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by definition I don't have to believe anything. But therefore, again, the extension of that belief is that everything is for good. Let's say second section, Mazos Amuna, page Pezayin. Kol Mikra Sha'ad, so we'll say, so again, so from that section, the Mechaber is painting almost like a linear progression. If I believe in God, step one, and then I believe that all comes from God, step two. I believe that all that God does is step three. So if you step one plus step two plus step three ultimately creates step four, which is that everything that occurs in my life is good because it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I don't believe that it's good, ultimately what I'm saying is I don't believe that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on, Mazos Emunah. Komika sha'ada mevin besecho shulatova. Adayin ein hechrech lomar shiyesh lo emuna shulatova. We'll say another very profound statement. If a person intellectually understands or intellectually says that if something is latova, it doesn't necessarily mean that I believe that it's latova. We'll say here this incredible distinction, meaning sometimes that which you know with your intellect, you don't necessarily believe with your heart. So if I go ahead and I understand, maven besecho shulatova, I understand with my intellect that something is for good, it doesn't necessarily mean that I believe that it's for good. The Ikar Ha'emuna, page Pei Zayin, towards the bottom. The Ikar Ha'emuna, hurak v'makom shasechal nifsak, will say another very profound statement. A true emuna, right? True belief comes about at the point where the intellect stops. Ve'eno meivin hadavar b'sichlo, sham tzrichim emuna. Now, what does this mean? So things that I understand with my intellect, I don't need emuna for that, right? Because I understand it. It's logical. It's intellectually clear. Where emuna really comes in are those things which I can't fully understand. He says, "Dainu b'makom shesichlo shala adam omer lo shazera Therefore, we'll say you could have a following situation. Situation in life where my seichel tells me, my intellect tells me, this is bad. This is bad. So what do I do in those type of situations where, again, my intellect tells me, this simply is not good. So what happens? I believe, so that's where Emuna comes in. Sometimes the intellect will tell me, there's no way this situation is good. There's no way that this is Latova. That's when I go ahead and I get rid of my intellect. And I cultivate my Emuna. And ultimately, again, I rejoice and I give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all my heart. So we'll say, what the Mechaber is saying over here is that the true manifestation of this Emuna is sometimes the ability to go ahead and dispense with the intellect and to just simply allow myself to experience Emuna. Because sometimes the intellect will say, there's absolutely no like silver lining to this. There's no way I could explain this. There's no way that this could be for good. This is terrible. This is horrible. This is all of those different things. It's tough in those moments where a person has to dispense with the intellect and allow Emuna to go ahead and kick in. In last paragraph, page Peizayin. Gam im kora la adam davar hanogid es ritzono. But it says sometimes something occurs against my will. Uritzono chazak shiacheres. So we'll say, so there are times in life where something goes against my will. In other words, I had a particular plan, I had a particular mahalik in life, and the way life events are unfolding is they're going against what I wanted. We'll say, sometimes I have to learn the art of negating my will in front of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki adua mizeh b'chol sifrei hamusar. Aval azeh ein ha'odem yochol la'asos. We'll say the ability to go ahead and negate my will in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ability to go ahead and say, even though life is not unfolding as I had wanted, I hereby accept this as the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore accept this as good, that often can't come about as a result of intellect, but rather again, it has to come about as a result of Emunah. Kim inu Emunah. Because if I don't believe that all is for good, how am I supposed to be mevatel? How should I negate my ratzon? Who amongst us has the ability to voluntarily agree? Shatavu alav, page peches, ra. So we'll say, is there any person who says, sure, I'm more than happy and willing to accept something negative upon myself? We'll say, most of us are not able to do that. Therefore, again, ava al yedei emuna shakolatova hu mevin sheish lebori siba lechol davar. Sirebo say, here's the issue. The issue is, if I come to an intellectual acceptance, sometimes that's a bit difficult. Because let's say, again, I encounter some type of life adversity. I encounter some type of challenge. I encounter some type of difficulty. So if I'm living life based on my intellect, then I will say the problem that I have is when something negative occurs, so how do I reconcile that? Right? How do I ultimately go ahead and fix that? It's hard to say, okay, I hereby accept upon myself all of these negative events. Who in their right mind accepts upon themselves negative events? But if I have Emunah, what Emunah does is Emunah says, it's not negative. It's not negative. Some way, somehow, all of the events that occur in my life are Latova, are for good. Sometimes, again, the Latova aspect is clear and recognizable. Sometimes it just requires a lot of introspection, a lot of thought, and really a lot of Emunah. But it's only through Emunah, says the Mechaber, that a person is going to be able to ultimately accept all of the events that occur to him with a certain simcha, with a certain happiness, that all is Latova. What the Mechaber is essentially saying is, and this is sometimes a very difficult thing, especially depending on how a person is wired, but sometimes the only way to cultivate true Emunah is when you dispense with the intellect. It says that sometimes, again, the intellect can only get you so far. And sometimes to reach these highest levels of Emunah, a person has to stop processing life events through their intellect and process life events through their heart. A recognition that if I really want to believe that all is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that therefore nothing bad comes from God, therefore everything that occurs in my life is Letova. It is sometimes difficult to process that through the intellect, because intellectually I don't see how it's good. Intellectually I don't see how it's pleasant. Intellectually I don't see how there's a silver lining. Intellectually all I see is difficulty, all I see is pain. That's why sometimes you have to stop seeing through the intellect. And we have to see through emuna, through the lev. Because sometimes, again, when I begin to see not through my intellect and not through my eyes, but I begin to see through my heart and my soul, I can begin to process this reality that because it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's for good, even if I can't understand what the good is. Next section, page Peches, Hakol Tov. Kasher Adam is Chazek Lamish HaKol HaTova. When a person strengthens himself to believe that all is for good, Be'emes Yihyeh Lo HaKol Tov. We'll say this is a very strong statement. When a person begins to believe that all is for good, Be'emes, in reality, all will be good. Right? If you think it's good, it will be good. Kamova Ki Be'emes Im hayu akol shomim b'kol atzadikim lahan in tamid b'Hashem isbarach shakol. The quote of Rabbi Nachman. So Rabbi Nachman writes that if a person would constantly listen to the words of the tzadikim to believe that all that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is l'tova, is for good. And a person begin to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything in life, both the positive things as well as the difficult things. So again, all the difficulties, all the diasporas would be bottled immediately. Ukvar ha'isagul shel Mashiach would come immediately. So Rabbi Nachman seems to be saying over here, we'll say the following, that the tachlis of this world is to cultivate a profound sense of emunah. Therefore, if a person were to go ahead and possess this emunah, person were to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both not only in the good times, but also in the challenging ones as well, there would be no longer any need for adversity, there would be no longer any need for challenge, and Mashiach would come immediately. Mashiach will come immediately. The Rebbe will say, now whether you want to interpret the words of the Rebbe literally, that again everything would stop and every Mashiach would come, or you want to interpret it more metaphorically. The idea being that when a person is able to accept that all is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by extension a person is able to accept that HaKol is Letova, the Rebbe will say sometimes a person is able to lead a much more serene, almost messianic-like existence. Let's just read one more line. I will say, "Afilu Adam shapi dini haTorah hayutzrichim lios lo yisurim." So the Mechaber says something very dramatic over here. He says, "Even a person who, again, should is hayutzrichim lios lo yisurim means would be deserving of suffering in life. Imamin who shakal l'tova, if he believes that all is for good." Umoda lahashem al hakol, and he gives thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Dai bazeh levatol mimenu esrov hadinim biyisurim. We will say what the Mechaber is positing here. We'll stop over here. We'll pick up with this in Emirat Hashem more tomorrow. Is the idea that there are many purposes we have in life, right? One of the dominant purposes we have in life is that the Ribono Shel Olam created an imperfect world in order for us to partner with Him and repair it. That's one tachlis in this world. The other tachlis we'll say in this world is that a person is supposed to cultivate a sense of emunah. The goal in life is to be able to create a refined sense of emunah. What's the refined sense of emunah? To recognize that God exists, God controls all, that what comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never bad, and therefore all of the circumstances in our life are letova. Everything that happens to us some way, somehow, is for good. That is the goal. And also what the Mechaber is saying over here is that sometimes the way the Ribono Shel Olam brings about that goal is through challenges, is through suffering. Because without adversity, I would not be able to work on my emunah. So therefore the Mechaber suggests, quoting Rabbi Nachman, that if a person therefore arrives at this level of emunah, once I arrive at this level of emunah, the need for adversity and the need for suffering is no longer there. It perhaps sometimes becomes obviated. Therefore, the sooner we go ahead and arrive at this level of amuna, sometimes the more we're able to spare ourselves the difficulties and the suffering in life. We'll stop over. We'll pick up again in the midst of this idea tomorrow.